Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
The Kentucky Derby was this weekend.
Yeah, it was.
On Friday, Jimmy Fallon had some jokes about one of the horses in the Kentucky Derby. Here's what he had to say about it. Oh, I should turn on my button.
There is a horse named Practical Joke. Apparently, he got his name because he actually loves to play practical jokes. I'll show you what I mean. For instance, the night before a race, he puts the other horse's hooves in a glass of warm water. He's
wow.
A jokester.
He's a prankster.
Yeah, he goes to carnivals, rides the carousel while remaining completely still. And just... He's like a jokester.
He's a prankster, man.
He puts an Uber sticker on his back, then trots up to people waiting for rides outside bars.
Really?
Just as a goof.
He's a goofy guy.
Yeah, I mean, whenever he sees his jockey, he says, hey, why the short face?
Oh. You know,
he's a practical joker.
And then on Saturday, after 4 hours of pre-race coverage, which, let's be honest, that's too much.
Oh, boy.
It was the 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby.
Always dreaming with a 2.5 length lead, a 16th to go. Looking at Lee is second. Then comes Battle of Midway, Classic Empire. They're coming to the line, and the dream comes true. Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
I think that was the favorite, right?
I think so. How'd Patch do? Which sounded like a horse that would have been in the Kentucky Derby, but...
I think Patch, he's named Patch because he has one eye.
Yeah.
And they put him on the, I believe it's the far right of the lineup, whatever you call it. And he pulled up, like, as soon as...
That was the one that pulled up.
I think so.
Because he doesn't have the eyesight.
Yeah, and I think it may have freaked him out or something.
It's so interesting.
I'm being told 14th place is what Patch came
14th
in.
14th place, okay.
Out of 20. Did you see how muddy every horse and jockey was except
the winner
for the one that won?
Because no one was in front of him.
Yeah, for a little bit they were, but not before. I mean, they got finished. They were just covered in mud.
Oh, so gross.
I felt so bad for those horses.
Yeah.
Oh, they had fun.
They're running in mud. That's dangerous.
Yeah, one of them, I kept thinking about that because if one goes down, they got to shoot.
Alan last year was at some of the pre-races and it was a muddy track and a horse broke his leg running that muddy
Hello,
track
Alan.
And they had to bring out the curtain.
I mean,
take care of him on the track.
There's nothing they can do besides...
They shoot him.
There's no rehab for the horse?
Nope.
Like,
they
I guess
shoot
bum, just that's it?
Did y'all do any bets? Like,
No.
Well, not. I heard about some people that did a bet that they just put numbers in a bucket. And then you just draw one, pay $5 in the winner.
You know what?
That's, cool.
That's probably as scientific as actually trying to place a bet
because
it's impossible.
It's impossible.
I'd go with the 20-1 odds just because you get the most money out of it.
If you win.
There was one that was like 50-1 or something.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
That's too ridiculous.
He was in the lead for a minute.
Yeah, too ridiculous. Yeah, there's no way.
That's a rich man's sport right there, boy.
So congratulations to Daydreaming. Always Dreaming.
Always Dreaming.
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Jenna Owens had a nice date on, what was it, Thursday, Jenna?
Yeah, last Thursday, I went on a date. I hadn't been on a date. And
you said you were going to rebound.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a rebound. I know I hadn't been on a date all year, so I ended up going. A guy asked me, I had met him on Halloween last year, and he was like, you want to go see The Weeknd? I'm like, yes, I do.
Was it out of the blue? You guys saw each other on Halloween and then didn't really talk, and then boom?
Yeah, there had been a few times we'd like tried to hang out and whatever, you know, it just didn't happen until recently. And so he was like, do you want to go to a concert? Yeah.
Sure, oh, well, he also had to wait, right? Because you had a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, I don't think he knew that.
Forgot about that.
And so went to dinner, had a great dinner, went to another bar on the way to walk into the venue, had a drink, great, go to see The Weeknd, hanging out. It was great. We actually had a really good time.
Yeah.
As long as it lasted.
Good conversation and everything.
We managed to get, because he had some friends that were working for another opening band, and he's like, let's go down and they can get us up to this great like platform behind the sound booth on the floor, which was like a VIP platform.
That's where family goes and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we managed to kind of, and I, you know how this is done. If you want to get somewhere, it's a little tip. It doesn't always work, but if you're ballsy enough to try it, you just act like you belong or act like you've already been there.
Confident.
Just walk through.
Sometimes they're real strict, like you don't have the pass, you can't go. But we were with some other people that had passes, so we just kind of like skirted our way up there and got up there, and it was like prime viewing platform. So I'm up there like, this is awesome.
Do you ever do the, like, when you get to security, you do the point at nobody,
absolutely.
Nobody, but you're going like, I'm coming. Yeah, yeah, I'm coming.
Usually
yeah.
I just walk so fast, and if they stop, I'm like, I was just there. I just went to the bathroom.
You know?
And it worked, but I try not to leave that spot once you get there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so a few songs in, he was like, hey, I really have to go to the bathroom. Do you need to go? I'm like, no.
No,
he's
I
like, okay.
Spot.
He's like, okay, I'll be right back. I'm like, well, you better borrow someone that's up here. You better borrow someone's pass so you can get back up here. And he was like, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to take my friends. I'm like, all right.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm jamming out to the weekend, and then I realize it's like six songs later, and my date still hasn't come back from the bathroom. My date never came back from the bathroom.
Never came back.
So, you know, I was like, I want to give him benefit of the doubt. I mean, cell phone service was spotty. Of course, you know, if you've ever been at a concert and you try and post a snap or something, it doesn't go through until you leave the show. So I end up staying until, you know, I looked at the set list. I knew it was the third song from the end and I had to work the next day. So I'm like, well, he never came back. And it's time for me to go home anyway. So,
Did you want to call the police and file a missing persons report?
No, because as much as I want to give any guy the benefit of the doubt, I'm also incredibly cynical. And throughout the show, I had like two different girls come up to me and like give me the cutoff. Like, don't go out with this guy. And I don't, you
really?
Know, I try not to judge based on that because I know how girls are.
They
and I'm
are.
Like, they're either,
petty.
I'm looking out for you. So either, you know, she knew who I was and she's like, I'm looking out for you. Or maybe she likes him.
This
happens when you date. There's not that many people in the city, I guess. And so everyone knows everyone. But I just was blowing it off. But part of me is cynical. And I'm like, well, maybe he actually left me and met someone else and left me at the concert. I was like, well, funny story nonetheless, right? So I leave. A text finally comes in like, oh my gosh, I couldn't get back up there.
Okay.
They wouldn't let me. I was trying to act like a Navy SEAL and sneak up there. And they were like, no. They ended up kicking him out. So I believed it, I guess. So, you know, that's what he texted
okay.
me.
I believe
and
him.
So, you know, and he asked me if I got home all right. Yeah, yeah. Even though I was kind of like annoyed by the whole thing. Like, why didn't you wait for me? And
something,
it was kind of, anyway. So whatever, no big deal. So I, the next day he was like, I'm really sorry about that. That's not how I envisioned that going. Whatever. So I didn't hear from him. But listen to this.
Oh.
Listen.
Update.
Hold on. Yes.
Well, it's just weird.
Okay.
I didn't even like know how much about this I wanted to say, but this is so weird to me.
Everybody open up your ear holes and listen to this.
Listen.
I wake up Saturday morning. So we haven't spoken since early Friday when I got out of work. And I wake up Saturday morning to this like very accusatory text message that was like, I can't believe you are on a date with blank right now. I'm not going to say the guy's name.
So this is from the text is from the guy that left you
from first guy?
Yeah, for we went on one date. I can't believe you're out on a date right now.
Were with you on a date?
Someone that he said who is one of his friends, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So Friday night.
So
okay.
I wake up at 6 a.m. Saturday morning. No, I hadn't gone out.
Oh.
So it was
I was
just
asleep at 9 o'clock, and it was a really weird text message to get. And I'm like,
jealous.
I was like, I didn't go out last night. What is this about? And don't get it. And it was like green, my text message back to him. I thought about not responding.
But
period.
Even if you did,
it wasn't blue.
Even
green.
If I, even if I did, go, even if I did go out on a date, or even if I did go out on a date with your friend, like what? Who cares? You know? Or I mean, yeah, fine, maybe you care, but to say something. So I was really, but you know me, I'm not just going to sit on that. I'm put off by that. I go, well, that was a rude as hell text message to wake up to this morning, considering I went to sleep at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, let me show it to my date and see what he thinks. Or something.
All day went by. All day.
Yeah.
And then finally it was like, oh, my buddy was pranking me.
Come on.
Sorry, but
that one.
At least it shows I cared, I guess, right?
So his buddy made up the story that you were out with somebody.
I guess. I never got the full story. He was like, he got you confused with another Jenna, or it was a prank. I don't know what it was. I'm like, either way, okay, I don't know.
Is this world?
What is this world? I'm thinking. Like, what is this world?
Hashtag, seriously.
What is this world? You know, I don't. What is this world that I live in?
That's
what, Kelly?
He's dating somebody younger.
Well, he's not that much younger.
I thought he was a lot younger.
Well, that's what happens when you date somebody that has the mentality to leave you at the location that
they don't
you
really
went
have
to.
The.
That takes a lot to leave a person.
If you wouldn't have been able to get down there where Jenna was, and you were on a date with her at the concert, what would you have done?
You at least stay as close in proximity
to the car.
Guys,
I've done some crappy stuff.
Yeah,
Don't get me wrong. You text a friend, or you try and get.
I wasn't getting service, but I would text. You know, we knew some people there, so I would text someone else to come tell me.
Yeah, if you're on a date with a girl as a guy, your job is to make sure at the end of the day that she gets home okay.
Right.
Which I don't think he did. Right? He did not. He just took off.
No,
right.
He did. I got a text later when I started getting texts come through. I 90% of me believes that that's what happened. I'm just cynical with guys like this. Yeah,
but the 90% second follow up.
But yeah, to then be mad that I went on a date. First of all, I would never text a guy if I found out he went on a date the night after me with another girl. I might be mad or write him off because of it, but I would never text. Unless you got to be 100% sure, first of all, before you get jealous and mad. You got to be 100% sure that was me out on a date with your friend.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. Have a relationship.
Right.
You know?
Right.
There was no relationship
there. Exactly. There was just one time that you and I, and you left that person. and then that's just a bad sign of if
you give another chance, what it's going to be
that's
like.
Weird.
Does date ditching happen a lot?
Have you ever been left, Kelly?
I was told that I was being ditched, but that, you know, I said it last week. I know everybody wasn't listening. I had been here exactly 1 week, mm-hmm. and there was a big, they called it the second chance prom. It was the very first one they'd ever done.
Yeah.
And so I had to go, and this girl I worked with said, well, I've got a friend I'll set you up with so you can have a date.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here I am. I'd been here literally 1 week, and I'm being, you know, meeting all the listeners and stuff, and I couldn't really hang out with this guy. I don't even know him. And so after about an hour and a half, he came up to me because I was on stage, and he called me over. He said, I think I'm just going to go home.
Mm.
I said, I'm really sorry. I didn't know what to expect. And that's the only time I've been, like, ditched.
Yeah, and that wouldn't...
That I can that recall.
It's not quite a ditch.
But he told me he was going to leave. It just, and I was, yeah. I felt so horrible, but there was nothing I could do.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever ditched or been a ditch-y.
You have been ditched.
I have been.
It was one of my first work events I went to at the Christmas party. The girl that you brought that said at 11:30 p.m. She had to go to an emergency dentist appointment.
At midnight. Who goes to the dentist at
you
midnight?
Can.
You can.
I remember when I wanted to pull my own tooth with pliers. It hurt so bad. And I called the dentist the next morning. He said, why didn't you call us last night? They do emergency
dental. But didn't we see her at the club later?
No, we didn't see her later.
Oh, okay.
No,
dental pain is one of the worst things. They will go in and
see
you.
That's true.
Okay.
See, if you ditch me because of very good reason.
That's right.
Dental pain. So if you've ever been ditched?
I would. Yeah, that'd be an interesting topic to get people. If you're the ditcher.
Or the ditchy.
Yeah. Why did you ditch somebody on a date? What was the reason that made you get up and just leave?
Did you go to the bathroom and never come back?
Yeah. There's got to be a reason why. And if you were ditched at some point and you know why you were ditched or...
Give us a call. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take your calls. Why did you ditch someone on a date?
Or get ditched.
Next. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Less than 10 minutes away from Beat the Bank.
Alrighty.
Have those phones handy. And if you missed that interview with Harry Styles that we had last week, that's up at KidNation.com.
Yeah.
Good times with Harry Styles. But we were talking about ditching somebody on a date because Jenna went to a concert, the weekend concert last week. And after about six songs, after her date said he was going to the bathroom, she realized, I done got ditched.
Wait, he didn't come back.
He didn't come back.
I don't think I'd ever had the guts to do that.
It turns out he couldn't get back down where they were. Honest enough, that it happens. But we were wondering if it had happened to you, Kid Nation, or if you were a ditcher. And boy... Do we have a lot of ditchers in the audience?
Oh, my gosh. Phone line's full.
Yikes.
Oh, boy. All right.
Wait, are there more ditchers or ditchies?
I think I see mostly ditchers. Mostly ditchers, but this one's from a ditchy.
Okay.
This person got ditched.
From the text?
At a KISS concert. Yeah, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
Similar to yours, Jenna. Guy went to the bathroom, never came back. Turns out... He got beat up and taken to the hospital.
Oh my God, I felt really bad for going off on him.
That's not really ditched then.
Yeah.
Or he came up with a great lie.
Yeah. True.
Hey, did man. She go visit him
or like
in
you
hospital?
Think he did like Fight Club where he
did
beat himself up?
Did she go visit
up?
Him in the hospital?
Hit me right here,
How does
dude.
She know?
That's true, Kelly.
Guys will come up with the best lies
yeah.
that you feel, you know.
That's what we do, Kelly. That's what we do.
She finally gets on the phone.
Hello. My jaw is wired right now.
We have a book of excuses to give out.
No, you can't come see me. I'm in a very private hospital.
My wife got ditched once. Yeah. And I gave it to the guy because she went to an 18 and up club. Because it was a funny way he did it. She went to an 18 and up club after she turned 18, right before we met. And she said this guy was really cute and she liked him. It was a New Year's party. They kissed. Made me jealous. Fine. He gave her the...
Before she met you.
I know.
Her
but
then.
You still get a little jealous. You don't want to hear about your girl kissing somebody.
I'm going to beat him up when I see her.
No way. But he goes, hey, let's hang out after I get off work. And she goes, yeah, give me your phone number. And he gives her, yeah, my phone number is 867-5309.
And it didn't register with her that that's
no,
the song?
No, not one bit. She wrote it down. She said she called that number over and over again all night.
Oh, no.
It wasn't working, so she was trying one number off to see if she get it. So he gave her the song phone number.
5308.
Yeah, at least switch it up. To the phones we go. Hi, Kylie.
Hey, JC. I love y'all.
Well, we love you.
Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
So you had a similar, were you the ditcher or the ditchy?
I was the ditchy. I had the same experience as Jenna, only I didn't get a text back.
Oh, no. What happened? Where were you?
I was at the Chris Brown concert this past weekend, like Friday or Saturday. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Went to the bathroom. We had great seats, floor seats. Like, I mean, I could barely see anything because the stage was so tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the best seats in the world.
That's first world problem.
And then
okay.
He just said, I'm going to the bathroom and never came back?
Yeah, he goes, okay, do you have to pee? And I said, no. Do you?
Did you go on that date with the same guy Jenna went on a date with?
I think that's what I told your screeners. I feel like we went on the same date.
Had the date been good leading up to that, though?
It was. It was great. I mean, we had, like, it was a Tinder date. So, like, you know, we had a conversation. But, yeah.
Man.
I had, yeah. Well, yeah. I had the, you know, the ticket people that scan your thing.
Mm-hmm.
They scan your ticket.
Yeah.
They came up to me, gave me my ID, my car key, and $80. That wasn't mine.
And he dropped it off.
He said... Your guy had to leave. I'm so sorry. Like, they already knew.
At least he gave you $80.
Yeah, you made $80. See, I would call that a win.
Oh, man. My gosh.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that, Kylie.
Well, at least he paid for your car ride home.
Yeah, there's that. Kylie, thanks for sharing.
Oh, my gosh. See, and that's...
Yeah, Jenna didn't even get that.
That's what we get when people encourage us. I mean, at least mine wasn't even an app date. Like, I had met this guy before. But
right.
It's just fun. You know, that's what we deal with. People are like, get back out there. Get on a dating app. And I know they're not all bad. And it only takes one good one. But, I mean, that's why we get so cynical. It's like, what, he probably had to go home to his wife?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would be thinking.
I don't know.
Hey, $80 is $80.
We're doing who ditched you on a date? Or why did you ditch somebody on a date? Because Jenna had that happen to her at the weekend concert. Nikki, what's going on?
I was the one that ditched someone.
Ooh. Why did you ditch the guy?
Because he was a jerk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we went out to Applebee's to eat a nice meal.
Yeah.
And the guy was a kind of a weightlifter guy. He was a blind date, so I drove myself, thank God. But we were eating, and he started telling me how I could exercise certain ways and eat certain foods to lose weight to look better.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And then what else did he do?
He didn't do much else. He couldn't talk because I stood up and I asked him how long he'd been single for, and he said for about 3 years, and I kind of called him a choice name and then told him that he was going to be single a lot longer if he kept talking to females. So it walked out.
Good for you, Nikki.
I would have done the same thing.
Well done.
Thanks to learn.
Thanks, Nikki.
Ditched at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Wow.
No one wants to talk about diet tips on your first date.
No.
Applebee's, man.
Yeah, you don't tell a girl you look better on the first date.
That's good food at Applebee's.
Yeah. And them hot wings.
Yeah.
Woo.
Hey, Kayla Kay.
Hi, guys.
Hello. So you went on a Tinder date?
Yes, Tinder. I feel like Tinder is the land of ditchies and ditchers at this point. But yeah, I went on a Tinder date and like I'd seen the guy out before. But I was like, all right, whatever, like free drinks. So I meet him at the bar and we're like sitting there and he's kind of like talking about himself. But like, okay, whatever, just like hanging out. So I realize I have friends outside in the back. So I go say hi to them. And when I mention the guy's name that I'm there with, my friend like makes this face. apparently he has like a reputation I don't know about. So a couple minutes later, I go back in the bar and there's some little girl, like female, sitting on my purse and my jacket, like, and they're making out.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
oh boy.
So I literally kind of just stood there for a minute, like, me and the bartender, like, had a laugh. And I had to, like, physically remove her off of my belongings.
And, like,
and then, like, get my drink out from under front of her and be like, excuse me, this is mine. And, like, they didn't even, like, look up or come up for air. So I just, like, went back outside, like, and hung out with my friends.
No.
So a little while later, I go back inside. He's like, hey, yeah, like, can you still take me home?
Oh,
and I was like, no. I was like, you were just making out with another girl.
Oh, my man.
God.
No.
For the rest of the night, I put all of my drinks on his tab.
Yeah.
And then, like, this sounds stupid, but, like, he put $20 into the jukebox, and I know the bartender, so I just went behind the bar and got the remote and skipped every single one of the songs he played.
And so petty.
Like,
that is so petty. That's funny, though.
Me names. I was like, dude, you cannot even speak to me at this point. Like,
Kayla, you know, I hope you know that says so much more about him and where he's at in his life than about you.
Sure. I will tell you, Jenna, like, don't give up, because I'm actually marrying one of my Tinder dates in 6 months.
Oh, congratulations.
And my brother met his wife on Tinder, too. Yeah. So, like,
but Kayla,
not all is lost.
Kayla, did you end up giving him a ride, though?
No.
Man. Oh, make out with another girl while your woman's in the back, then ask your woman that came back while you making out with the girl to give you a ride home.
That's something old Al would have done.
You pimp. You are,
no, you're not a pimp.
You is a pimp.
No, you're not a pimp. You're an insecure little boy.
You are a pimp dog.
Thanks, Kayla. Don't listen to Al, Kayla.
Golly.
His friends call him a pimp.
My man.
All right. We got to get to giving away some
girls
money,
call him
you
off.
Guys.
All right. We do have to give away this money. Thank you so much for making Jenna feel better.
Do that again. That was
There's so many calls. I want to keep talking to people.
So many calls.
We got to clear the phone lines right now.
I know.
Okay.
We appreciate your calls. We see you. We feel bad.
Write me your stories because I want to read them.
Yeah. Jenna, will you please give us the three names for this hour's Beat the Bank?
Yes. The three names are Leslie Wilson, Megan Bolin, Kathy Moreno. Kathy Moreno, Megan Bolin, Leslie Wilson. First one in gets a chance at $1,000, and the phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You have 10 minutes. If they don't call back within 10 minutes, guess what, Kid Nation? We will open up the phone lines for everybody. But right now, let's keep them open for them. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show. You home, pimp through and through. Beat the Bank.
Big Al would not stop talking about that guy over the break. How do you do that?
I thought back in the day I was a pimp. I wasn't even a puh.
Did you ever do that, Al?
I didn't even puh. No.
No, you never got to do that?
No. I mean, like I said, I have not been the pillar of a stellar relationship, but that is a pimp move.
Yeah.
And there's guys out there that can pull that off. There are.
That guy did. Yeah. Got caught. Not very well.
Out with one girl and makes out with another girl and ask girl number one to take you home. Oh.
Yeah, we were talking about stories about ditching or being ditched on dates earlier.
Hope we can do some more of those.
Hi, Kathy Moreno.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Well, just excited and nervous.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, happy Monday to you. You were the first one to call us back, which means you get to play Beat the Bank. How cool is that?
That's very cool. Yeah. I heard my name, threw down my toothbrush, and called me.
Yeah. I like your voice. You got a cool voice.
Thank you. Thanks, JC.
What are you up to right now?
Well, I was on my way to work, but I had to stop everything and call in.
Yeah. All right. And what do you do?
Yeah. I do IT, healthcare IT.
All right. Also, people get to listen to your voice all day long.
Oh, I know. They don't call when they're in a good mood either.
Oh.
No, I imagine not.
It's your job to soothe their
That's
nerves.
That's what you do.
That's right. So I got to sound like a DJ.
Yeah. That's how you do it right there. Kelly, will you tell Kathy how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard the game over and over again, but we have to tell you. We're going to put you in the bank vault with the banker, and he's going to call out dollar amounts that will gradually increase, hopefully all the way up to $1,000. But, of course, the vault could shut at any time, And so you need to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it can go, or you lose everything. There is the chance he's going to say safe deposit box. You have the choice of either stopping on that or continuing with the dollar amounts. But if you do decide to open one of the boxes, it could be worth up to $3,000 in cash and prizes, or it could be worth a bunch of nothing. Right. We don't know.
Okay.
So you know how it works, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, great.
All right.
Just make sure you say stop loud.
Yeah, Captain, yes. We want to hear that stop.
Right. And that DJ voice of yours.
That cool voice
all
you
right.
got going on.
All right, Big Al.
Yeah,
right,
that's
baby.
Right.
How you feeling, Big Al?
Oh, she wants to know how Al's feeling.
I'm feeling boxy. I'm feeling boxy, Miss Moreno.
Okay, all
right. All right, that's where I'd go with it, if you hear that, all right?
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, babe.
Again, you could skip it if you want.
We haven't had that in a while, have we?
We have not, Kelly. Let's see if we get one here when we play Beat the Bank.
Seventy, 100, 160, 220, 260, 290, 330, 460. 600, 630.
Stop.
Let's go with this next number.
$880.
They had already started.
Wow.
$880, girl.
You might have to answer to Boss Man George for that, Al.
No, because if the door was closing, it would have been the door was closed.
That's right. Yeah. That is right.
Rules are rules,
that's
Kelly.
Right.
Good rule.
All right. Congratulations.
That's a lot of money.
All right. Thank you, guys.
What are you going to do with it?
Stop.
Yeah, that's all right. Right. Yeah. There you go.
Get yourself some shoes.
Not pay any bills.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Let's see how high it would have gone
just for fun.
In case. Yeah.
1,000.
Oh, you got so much of it, though.
$880, though, girl. You did. You played. You did. Yeah.
Steal right there.
Awesome.
What played, Kathy Moreno?
Wait. Thank you, JC.
Well, we'll talk to you later. Okay. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money right there. I was looking. We just got another call in about being ditched on a date.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What's up, Melanie?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be talking to you guys.
We're talking to you.
We want to hear your story.
Yeah, we heard there was a ditch going on.
Yes. So I met this guy on Tinder. We've been talking for a while, and then, you know, we finally agreed to go out to eat. I met him up at Cheddar's. So
yeah.
We finally get to Cheddar's, and, like, the entire time, like, we were sitting there, he was being super obnoxious, just talking about how much money he makes and how much he likes to keep in his bank account. And he kept just, like, rubbing on my thigh. He was just being really disgusting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, so I'm like, I excuse myself. I told him I have to go to the restroom and, like, you know, just I can text one of my friends to try to get out of it, you know, to try to leave.
Yeah.
And on my way to the restroom, I run into the waiter, and I'm like, hey, you know, this date's really bad. I got to get out of here. You have to help me. So the waiter ended up helping me sneak out the kitchen, and I just left.
Oh, he snuck out the kitchen. What a nice waiter.
Yes, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yes, he was like, no worries. I got you. He was like, I see how uncomfortable you were, and so I just left. And I ended up blocking his number on my iPhone. I didn't hear from him anymore. It was just horrible.
But, Melanie, how much money was he making?
Yeah.
He just kept telling me he likes to keep, like, about $2,000 in his account. I was just like, I don't really care. I leave my own money.
Well, Melanie, it's $2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah. Get a little knee rub for
like,
$2,000.
I'm okay. This dinner's not worth it.
Bro, that's two stacks that's right there, dog.
Yeah. Two stacks gets a little thigh rub, dog.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, baby. Man, thanks Melanie, for calling.
I'm surprised.
Thank you.
I'm surprised you walked out on that. My two man stacks. Got two stacks.
My man.
Yeah. Oh, that gives us all hope now.
I'm telling you.
Should we take more calls on these?
We got to, man. These calls are too good. These are golden.
We had one on there that said she ended up marrying the ditch. I hope we can get her back on the
she
phone.
Got the call back.
But yeah, when you end up with the guy that ditched you.
Right.
Or the guy you ditched. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, ditchers and ditchees. Give us a call, 800-543-3548.
800-5-TEEK-IT.
Why were you ditched, or why did you ditch someone on a date? We want more of those next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Oh, you guys. I know we're about to take the calls for
ditchers and ditchies.
Yeah, why'd you ditch someone or why were you ditched on a date?
We've gotten so many good ones, we have to keep taking them.
But right before the break, we got a call from someone who went on a date.
And Melanie or something, right?
And ditched her date because he was talking about how much Skrill he had in the bank account. And that person is listening to the show and wants to defend themselves.
No way.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm being told from Elaine, our phone screener.
Surprised he isn't just somewhere counting his money.
Small world.
I won't use your name, just in case you don't want it out there, so I'm going to call you T. What's up, T?
Hey, what up, guys? This is T. So, this girl, so I meet up with her on Chiz, right?
How do you know this is the same girl? Because the name matches?
Well, because the waiter came over and said, hey, I just walked your girl out the back, you know?
Oh.
I
mean,
that makes sense, right?
So it's all lining up. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I ain't a D-bag or nothing. I do want to point out that I do clear about $65,000 a year, but that's with multiple businesses.
Okay? Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I might like to keep a little bit of cheese in the bank account, but I want my girl to know that I can take care of her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You show her the finest
But, T, why do you feel the need to divulge how much money you make on a first date?
Okay, because I think one of the most important things for a woman is what you can do to provide.
That's right.
Okay. Am I right, JT?
Yeah, you want to show. I don't know if I would throw it the first date, but I understand. I
want you to come correct with that bank account. You keep doing you.
Yeah, just bring the statement
T.
with you.
Because, yeah, it feels good when you're able to provide for someone. But listen, T, just as an advice from a dude to dude, I wouldn't be telling the girl on the first date. You know what I'm saying? Because it might rub her the wrong way.
I hear you, and I tried to do that under the table, but she didn't have it. I think that's why she left.
No, you were rubbing her thigh under the table. That's what you were doing.
Just go ahead and bring, you know, all of your financial documents to the date.
Like, yeah.
You know, car title, warranty deed on the house.
But you know what, Tommy? We don't think you're a bad guy. I said T.
You said Tommy.
Oh, I didn't mean to. we cleared it. But you know what, T? We can tell you're a good dude. You don't mean to drive the girl away. All right, man.
All right, man. Hey, y'all keep it real. Just so all my friends know, I think they'll back me up. I ain't no D, okay?
We know, buddy.
Okay.
We know you're not a D.
You're a T.
I
mean, it is. I do, in a sense, understand where a guy's coming from. It's really hard because you want to show value
to
a girl, you know, and it's just guys aren't the best at showing it in, you know, kind of a humble way.
Right.
You want to show, I have money I can provide, but without it being thrown in our face.
What he's trying to do is, I just want to show you I'm not broke. I'm not going to be asking you for money. And it came off the wrong way for her.
You can show her that by paying for dinner.
True that.
Which is what he was going
to
do that.
That's all you got to do. You don't have to talk about how much. I mean, what you do for a living comes up.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Well, I do $65,000 a year. That's not what you would say. You'd say, I own this business or whatever.
Yeah. Let's take a call here from Steve. Let's get another dude on the line. Steve.
Hello?
Oh, Stevie.
Oh, Stevie. I didn't see the I in front of the E. I'm sorry
Stevie.
About that. Hi, Stevie.
Yo, Stevie.
Stevie.
What happened?
Oh, do we call you S?
Were you ditched or did you ditch on a date?
I was ditched on our second date.
Ooh, what happened?
So we went out the first time. Everything was great. He paid for it. And I let him pick me up the second time. And then whenever the check came, he was like, are you going to pay for this one? And I said no. And he literally got up from his chair and bolted to his truck and left me there stranded.
Shut up.
Like he ran?
Yeah, he ran to his truck.
Dine and ditch.
Yeah. Thank God. Right.
He did you a favor.
God did you a big favor in that moment.
Did he pay the first one, right?
Yeah, he paid the first one, okay. But I got stuck with the second one and I had to call an Uber.
Mm. Oh my God.
Oh man.
That's so lame.
Did his name start with a T?
No.
All right, babe. Sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry that happened to you, girl.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Are you
back? How random is it that the guy listening to the show.
Dudes, don't say. You don't say that to a girl. Are you paying for this?
No.
Holy.
Even though I was broke. You know when you go out there and you're like, all right, I got $11.
Dude, yeah.
I got to make this work.
To order, you check their credit card balance before you leave.
Then you don't do it.
Right.
Why? But you still want to go on a date when you're broke, but so you.
Well,
that's
then you find a free one.
This is why I think it started where the girls order first, because we got to see how much money we have left over for us.
Right.
You know,
you stop that's what by, I was taught. You always let
by,
the man order first.
Coinstar or something, and put those pennies and dimes in there.
Uh-huh.
I've done that before. Stop by the grocery store and get a little cash on the way.
I was always taught let the man order first. That way you know how much he's willing to spend.
Oh, really?
That's what I would, because you didn't want to overorder if he
right.
is ordering, you know, a salad. You're like, oh, I'll have the I same. You never want to overorder the man. It's not about I'm a dainty eater. It's about being considerate of his wallet.
Right. Oh, no, I had it before.
I was always taught.
I never go for the most expensive. I sometimes offer to share. Like, you want to get two things and share it and then talk about what you like, mm-hmm. what you want.
It does look weird when the girl orders, like, a steak and then you're like, I'll have the side salad, please.
Yeah, give me that. Yeah.
Then don't take me to a steakhouse because you better believe I'm going to want a steak.
I was young. I'm
watching
young.
My figure.
How about a little surf and turf, please? And lobster. How much is your lobster by the pound?
Oh, man. Brianna, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Were you ditched or did you ditch someone?
I was ditched on my wedding day.
Oh, no. Wait, to the guy. Oh, so to your groom?
Yeah.
The groom ditched you.
For sure. And it turned out he was actually in Colorado marrying my male cousin.
Whoa!
This is,
okay,
whoa.
There's way more to this story.
This is a whole nother segment.
Yeah. It wasn't like they just had cold feet at the last second.
No, we were together for 4 years, and I never suspected anything. And I got a text from my sister saying, hey, you know your man's in Colorado with my cousin. And I was like, no. And then when he came back, he actually showed me the marriage certificate. And I was like, well, okay then.
But why did he let you go through to having the wedding on that day?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Like, I had no clue.
If you want to look at it in the positive, at least you guys still became family. So we want to be positive about it.
That's true. You're still related. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. That's heavy.
Do you talk to them ever, or are you guys completely done?
Well, he actually goes to like my parents' house and stuff for like family dinners and things like that. So it's kind of awkward, like on Thanksgiving and things like that. I have a fiance now, and I have a little girl, so it kind of worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Oh man, boy. I'm sorry that happened to you, Brianna. But I'm glad you have your family now.
Whole nother level.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And Chrissy, I think Chrissy...
Engage and ditch.
Most people would ditch based on what happened to Chrissy on a date. What happened to you, Chrissy?
He farted.
Oh, my.
He farted? That's no... Whoa,
literally, you guys just met and he let one go?
Yeah, we were sitting at the table and we were eating and he farted and I just got up and left.
Oh, wait a minute. What was on the menu? This is a jalapeno? Is it Mexican food?
No, stop. It doesn't matter.
No, I think it was a steak place, but if I can't remember, I don't know, it's been years ago. I've been married for 15 years now, but...
They might have had some gas issues. You know?
No. So the noise...
I don't care if you have gas or not. You can excuse yourself.
That's right.
I'm with you. I don't know.
I'm with you on that, Chrissy. Not on the first date.
I don't know if I would ditch, but I'd be done. Yeah. Yeah.
Acid reflux or something. Yeah. You never know what might be going on in a man's system.
Ow. Just no, saying. You don't do that. You try to at least
go to the bathroom.
Yeah, or at least make it silent. Try your hardest. Thank you, Chrissy. Man, we're loving your calls. We're loving your text messages.
Wish we could just take all of them.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There's our microphone. Hello.
There we go.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was not me.
It's all me.
You know what,
I was
Trey?
Pulling the wrong faders. You know, I'm sorry. I apologize. Ooh.
We made it 2.5 hours, Trey, without a mess up, and that's fine.
So close.
We did
almost,
fine, buddy.
Almost right. Had a flawless show.
Hit it for us again, buddy.
Rewind.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Oh, Brianna, what do you expect? You snoop around, you get what you get. Beat the bang.
Now, I know you have no idea what I'm talking about. You have no idea what I'm talking about. That's a tease of an upcoming love letter to Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a little bit of a tease.
Yeah, we're going to give you some more love letters to Kelly.
Yeah.
Instead of once a week, we'll do it maybe a couple times a week for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're fun. And people have a lot of love letters that are being sent in, and we want to get through them. A
lot of love problems, JC.
Hey, Cassandra.
Hi.
Oh, you had your coffee already.
Perky.
Yeah.
I know. I am, like, shaking in my car.
Are you on your way to work?
I am in the work parking lot waiting now.
What do you do?
I'm an accountant.
Oh,
Nice. Yeah, we're big with accountants.
We're number one amongst.
I've had a lot of accountants.
Yeah. Big with accountants and people pulled over in their parking lots.
That's right. Number one. Yeah. Came back. The ratings for accountants, number one. Big up.
Yeah.
So we're doing well with them. Cassandra, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Good? All right. Okay.
Glad to hear that.
I'm glad. Anything fun?
Yeah, I can't even remember what we did now. I'm just drawing a blank. I think that's it was okay. Normal stuff, but you just had blown my Monday away. So.
Well, let's keep that going then. We'll tell you how we play Beat the Bank. We saw a text asking, how do you play Beat the Bank? Well, if you're listening, here you go. We're going to put Cassandra inside the bank vault with our banker. He's going to throw dollar amounts her way. Her only job is to yell stop when she thinks he's gone as high as it's going to go. That's how much money she will win. Now, Cassandra, make sure you yell stop when you want that money. As loud as you can. Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if that door closes, you get nothing. There might be a safe deposit box somewhere in there. If you choose that, you get to pick between 1, 2, or 3. Jenna will open up which one you pick, and you get what's inside, okay?
Okay.
And again, it's up to you. If you want to pass that up, you can keep going with the money.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a box in a while. Al, how you feeling this round?
In homage of Canelo Alvarez.
Man, he dominated.
I'm going with the box.
Okay.
Boxing. He is a heck of a boxer. I'll tell you who that is later, Kel.
That's your boxing update from Big Al.
I'm completely clueless.
I know you are.
All right, Cassandra. Let's win you some money. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$100. $160. $230. $260. $330. Safe deposit box.
Stop.
Yeah!
All right.
I'm so excited.
I know. We haven't had one in a while.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I'm so nervous.
I know. We're nervous too, Cassandra.
Yes.
We're so nervous. Now, you get to pick between box number 1, 2, or 3. Which one will it be?
Number one.
Box number one.
You got it.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to walk over and get it.
Should we find out how high it would have gone before we open up the box?
Sure, why not?
Let's do it a little different, Cassandra. This is how much you could have won if we kept going, okay?
Okay.
$460. $570. $610.
I know. Nothing to be nervous about now.
$760.
Oh, man. So it went up to $760. That's the maximum you could have won. But, Cassandra, you decided to go with the box.
Yeah.
Number one.
All right, you went with box.
Yeah, I'm not even a gambler. This is hard.
You're not a gambler. Cassandra's breaking her own rules here.
All right.
Okay, you went with box number one. And inside, I was expecting there to be cash I had to count out, but it's a piece of paper.
Okay.
And on this piece of paper is written, 4 2-day tickets to Disney World. And wait. You know Disney World's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
And the cash option on this is $796.
Yeah! Woo!
Nice job. Nice job, girl.
Wonderful.
The one time you gamble, it pays off.
It's about even. Right? It's close to even on what you could have won. Yeah.
$796.
Yeah. She made an extra
$30. $800 to take your family to Disney.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive is what we gathered here. Congratulations, Cassandra. Are you going to use that for Disney World or you want to use it for something else?
I don't even know. Gosh, I'm just so excited.
Whatever you want, girl. Whatever you want.
Well, that's your money
probably
to keep.
Probably not Disney World. We're in Oklahoma. I'm like so far from all Disney World.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you can get a lot with almost $800.
You can.
Right.
Have fun. Cassandra, hang on for us, okay? We'll get you all set up. Finally got one of those boxes.
Right.
See? The boxes do pay off. Sign up to play at KidNation.com. If you want to play, we'll play again tomorrow morning.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.